Scarcity and urgency is used to control the demand/supply cycle. Urgency is the function of time, creating set times in which a product or service can be obtained. Scarcity is creating a fixed supply of a product or service available for purchase, or limiting the number of clients that can be taken on. This creates a fear of missing out, exploiting the psychological fear of loss in order to motivate action or loss aversion. Scarcity can be split into four distinct groups. Excess demand, in which the demand for a product or service is higher than the supply available at the given price. In the event of excessive demand and low prices, there will be a shortage, which in turn will result in higher prices. As the product's price increases and production levels rise, reaching equilibrium. In response to increased demand, there is a greater willingness among consumers to pay more for the product. Rarity. Taking a look at designer brands in which very few of the product is sent to each store, the opportunity to obtain a particular designer item that has just been released is immediately decreased to the lack of supply sent to each store. A desirable product in low supply can, and often will be, sold above market value. Products with higher prices are often seen as more desirable. Exclusivity, the restriction of who can access the product or service provided, when, and where it can be accessed. This is commonly used with higher-end or more expensive products and services, however can be used in multiple situations, for example, only allowing access to those that become a member, commonly seen in private gym settings or with personal trainers. Restricting access to certain people by setting a capacity, raising the product price makes that product exclusive to a predetermined set of people, those of which are usually willing to pay higher than market value for the goods and services they are receiving. Urgency, when a product is scarce, this forces people to act on their basic instincts, to gather resources that are in low supply, items become more desirable or seem necessary to buy. Often you may notice in stores and online a last chance to buy section, these would be items that are not returning to the store, perhaps they are no longer being produced. The deep-rooted need to collect scarce resources sets in, this is a great way of simply shifting stock or reaching a capacity for a service. This can also be seen in situations where an offer is first come, first serve, or subject to availability. An example of this may be including a free product or add-on to the first 25 customers that purchase a particular product or sign up to a service. Beyond this is honest scarcity, a tactic of openly stating how many clients you are willing to take on at that time, making potential prospects aware that you are nearly at full capacity for that time, providing total control over your levels of supply. You can draw that line of full whenever you see fit. Taking a closer look at urgency, we can split the techniques used into five main types. Cohort-based rolling, in which clients can gain the benefits of a product or service in set intervals or numbers. When using cohort rolling in the environment of a private gym, for example, the membership payment is taken on the first day of each month, however each package allows set time slots. A client may be reminded that if they were to join now they could take the time slot in just a few days, however if they were to hesitate, there are no available slots until the following Wednesday. This is commonly known as nudging. Cohort-based analysis will be used to collate data and break it down into related groups. This allows a company to cater directly to its target market, analyze collected data to understand where there may be significant revenue losses. Using this collected data, a company is able to predict timings for product/service release dates and potential promotions. This also relates to contextual targeting. Thinking about where adverts for products or services are placed can greatly affect the footfall your business receives. Placing an advert on a recipe blog for new cookware would benefit the business, however, an advert for trainers is unlikely to gain the same reaction. Rolling seasonal urgency. Setting dates for the end of promotions and offers, as long as they are followed through, can be a great tactic for creating a sense of urgency within your customer base. A Valentine's Day deal, for example, offers 20% off at a restaurant. This deal runs until February 28th. The following months see a springtime deal advertised and released in April, offering 20% off of a set menu in the same restaurant. It only runs for 2 weeks. Using the same offer in a different setting or with a fresh look creates that sense of urgency to take advantage of the deal. This is highly recommended with smaller or local businesses, however examples can be seen in companies as big as Amazon, displaying deals that last for a week, a single day, or even a matter of hours. Exploiting opportunity, or arbitrage opportunity, forces prospects to make fast decisions rather than wait for a better offer, for example, when buying stocks before competitors jump on the bandwagon, prospects will be looking to buy stocks at the lowest possible price in order to maximize their own profit. Selling stocks can be offered in set quantities. A potential shareholder may only wish to have a small share in the company, 5% for example. However, the price of buying shares may have just dropped, yet an increase is expected within the month. So how is this offered to your customer? This offer is simply too good to pass up, and we have predicted a spike in share prices at the end of the month, so can I interest you in a larger percentage of shares? This ties into our next type, pricing/bonus-based urgency. Using a current offer or promotion to create urgency or a fear of missing out. For example, often subscriptions or memberships will be offered at a lower price to new customers at different points of the year. Let's take advantage of the discount you came in for and get you started today. Our promotions are changing shortly, and this is one of the better deals we have had in a while. This creates a sense of urgency, the need to join now before the offer is no longer there. Many of these tactics can be utilized in tandem and can be interchanged with each other to find the perfect balance for your business.